All right, guys and girls, it is Monday, January 27th, Motivation Monday, week number two. It's here, 5 minutes or less guaranteed, good content today. Let's hit the ground running. So today's topic comes to you secondary to tragic events that occurred Sunday, yesterday, the 26th, and I'm sure you know what I'm alluding to. And that was the sudden, abrupt, and shocking news of Kobe Bryant's death, his daughter Gianna's death, and seven others' deaths that were involved in a tragic helicopter crash yesterday in California. And to start, I'm going to be very open, honest, and transparent with all of you listening to this and tell you that I believe in God. And if you're somebody like me who believes in God, a greater power, somebody greater than yourself, you know that God so graciously gifted us life. But at no point in no time in your life or mine did God approach us and say, hey, here's your life contract. Here's how many days you have left on earth. Here's how many nights you're going to live. Here's the life experiences you're going to have. Here's your personal and professional route that you're going to take. Here's your expected death date. So get busy living. God so graciously gifted us life, but nowhere at no point in time in any of our lives were we given the contract, a dotted line to sign, guaranteeing us the gift of tomorrow. And I want you to think about that for a second, and I hope that hits home. I hope that yesterday's events involving Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others hit home, especially if you have younger children. I want you to think about your legacy and what you're going to leave behind. I want you to think about if you die tomorrow, what people are going to view you as and what they're going to think of you. Are they going to think of you as an NBA All-Star and, more importantly, an all-around individual, an upstanding citizen like Kobe Bryant? Or are they just going to view you like 99% of the rest of the world? This person lived an okay life. They did everything that they were told. And it was a tragic event. 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute from now, you or I could drop. 10 seconds, 20 seconds, a minute from now, somebody that you love or a part of your inner circle could die. They could be gone and stripped away from the earth forever. You will never see them again. Think about that for a second. So you're probably thinking too, Jimmy, this is a fitness group. I thought we were here to work out. Yes, we are. But what I want you to take away from this Motivation Monday today is this, is that everything stems from the top down. If your mind is not right, your body will not be right. If your mind is not working in conjunction with your body, then everything will fall apart. You will break down. You will suffer. You will be in pain and you will quit. Life will get very hard for you. Your brain controls your breathing. Your brain controls your respirations. Your brain controls your heartbeat. Your brain controls our circadian rhythm. Your brain keeps you alive. So I want you to wrap your brain around this. Life is a precious gift, and we are not gifted tomorrow. As I alluded to, there is no contract. What is your legacy, and are you living your best life? If you hate your job, change it. If you hate your family situation, change it. If you hate your life and the way it is right now, change it. If you want to be a better you and love yourself and be confident in yourself, change it. If you're a crappy husband, change it. If you're a crappy wife, change it. If you're a crappy brother, change it. If you're a crappy sister, change it. So on and so forth. Nobody's going to make a change in life except for you. Be the change you want to see. And stop waiting and start doing, because you are not gifted the opportunity to live tomorrow. There is no guarantee. So how the hell are you going to know if you're going to be able to wake up tomorrow and fix it? And for a lot of you, or some of you, you're a CEO, an executive, a leader, a position of power. People rely on you, your decisions, and your continual growth daily. What are you doing for them? Are you leading by example? Are you someone that people want to emulate? Regardless if you are a CEO, an executive, a leader, a position of power or not, your life is important. And being the best version of you daily and being the most elite version of yourself daily is important, because everybody relies on you. The world deserves you and you deserve the world. Stop waiting, because tomorrow could be your last. Be the change you want to see, my friends. Take action in your life daily and stop waiting for when it's convenient for you or when you realize you mess up. Because you don't get any redos on life.